95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog, happy hour. Brew review time. That's SR Parrot's own Josh. Dry January.
What's up?
We're in the middle of dry January. Listen, you're allowed, if you're doing a dry January full, good for you. But what I found is, like, I'll do a dry January during the weekdays. When we get to Friday and you're here, we're gonna have these beers, and then we're going out for more.
No, 100%.
Yeah.
It's all about balance.
It's a gateway, right?
Yeah, it's balance.
But for those who, in special occasions, instances where you're the DD, whatever, these are the beers for you.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's a different time.
Right.
You know, we have a ton of options. The last couple weeks, we had, what, 8 beers over the last 2 weeks. We have another 4 today, and then we'll have some next week as well. So the options are not limited anymore, you know, so depending on your flavor profiles and stuff you like. The last 2 weeks we did craft ones, you know, with some IPAs and some lagers and stuff like that. Today we're kind of doing some of the OGs, the originals out there. So we just did Klosthaler and Coors Edge. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do some Corona?
Let's do it, man.
Yeah.
You got some limes up in this beast?
You can pretend.
Yeah. Just imagine.
Yeah.
You know,
put a mind lime.
I had a lime until I put it in my water.
I think you're already sour enough, but
Steve usually carries pocket limes.
Pocket.
By the end of the show each day, he reeks of citrus. It's just something that happens. We're used to it.
Yeah. So this is relatively new for Corona.
Yeah, I was gonna
less
say,
than a year old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know, they saw the success of these non-alcoholic products. And they're giving it a shot.
Have I had this beer?
We have. We tried it about 6 months ago, roughly.
Wow.
I must have had a bunch of them. I don't remember.
That is eerily close.
Again.
Oh, wow.
Very similar to the original.
And Corona, for sure, has its own flavor profile.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like
it does.
When you taste a Corona, you know it's a Corona, right?
Yep.
And then, you know, if you're into the limes and stuff like that,
I'm digging.
Throw it in here, and probably get it even closer.
You think that flavor is due to what? Is it the process, or is it?
There's a whole bunch of things going on different with Corona to get that exact flavor profile. It's a Mexican lager, number one. Okay. The clear bottles help it, you know, get its flavor profile, stuff like that. It's all about process.
Yeah, I like the clear bottles. And when you know what you're getting, these other bottles that have like weird colors, it disguises it. You don't know what's in there. It could be drinking blue raspberry.
Are
for all
disappointed
I know.
When you don't get the green beer out of a green bottle?
Well, I mean, I would be great if somebody could do that. Come on,
that's St. Patty's
Step
Day.
It up, yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's just
because it's literally food coloring.
That's because the guy just squirting ink into it. It's fine. It won't hurt your body.
No.
Well, all right. So that's great. That's really. I mean, again, this is another NA option that. I don't know that I would immediately go, oh, yeah, that's definitely NA. I don't think you can tell.
You know what? And I actually got my information wrong on the Coors. I had said that it was 60 calories.
Right.
That was actually 45 calories on the Coors.
Whoa! Really?
So less than 50 calories on a beer.
Right.
Yikers.
Okay.
The Corona is the 60 calories.
By the way, it's the first in-segment correction of the year.
Yeah, that's an
early start to that one.
Right, sorry. Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
On an NA day, go figures. We have no excuses.
I'm sure we would have got the text line full of corrections anyway.
In fairness, Steve did have an erasable pen and wrote all over your notes. That's probably what happened.
Yeah, way to go, Steve.
Yeah.
Again.
God, stop.
This guy.
All right. Well, one unopened bottle. And it's green, but I don't know what's inside of it.
This is, to me, out of all the beers that we've tried, it probably is the closest to the original product that you can get.
Right.
Yeah. This is Heineken 0.0.
Okay. Uh-oh.
So the fact that this isn't 0.5 alcohol or lower, this is literally zero alcohol in this.
Right.
And it's damn near the same product.
This used to be my number one all-time go-to beer, Heineken. Just regular Heineken.
Yeah.
And yeah, I do remember this was like, I wish we had a blindfold.
Pretty identical, yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, all of these are very impressive, especially as close as they are to the original products. They've perfected this craft at this point.
And that one, again, Heineken's got its flavor profile, and it's right there. It's intact.
I know that Heineken was one of the first to get their process down, and I think some people actually inquired about what they were doing and then kind of went off of that.
Okay.
So it's very cool that a large brand, they were one of the large brands that stepped into the space first,
right.
And then it kind of trickled down from there. So and really cool to see.
And they've really branched out with the reduced calorie and stuff too, right?
Heineken Silver, stuff
Heineken
like that.
Light.
It's a lot of options. 0.0, which, by the way, now the NFL allows zero to be a number. I think about it all the time. Every time I see a player wearing zero, I think about that beer. Do you know that? Calvin Ridley?
We do now.
Heineken.
I guess. All right.
Yeah. Other people.
other people.
Other zeros. I don't know. I got to watch the playoffs more closely.
The massive list of one.
Yeah. Well, so yeah. I have fully compiled it yet, but now I'm gonna get right on it now that we brought it up. And again, those beers everywhere.
Everywhere.
You can find them everywhere.
Yep. Total Wine, ABC, local independents, probably some convenience stores as well. Mm-hmm. Or you always check out our website.
SIPerrot.com/beer finder.
I don't know if I like this.
You like it?
It's really throwing me
off. It's like I'm throwing my voice.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. You ever seen the movie Puppet Master? Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Movie,
been a while.
Did we want people to check out the YouTube page?
Here's a great thing.
Some beer?
We've got this beer to give away.
Yep.
I mean, you gave it to us free, I think. At least we haven't got a bill yet.
Oh, it's coming.
So we could probably give some of these away. Check out this video that you're watching right now. Or if you're listening to us, of course, on the Morning Hog, hey, go watch the video at The Morning Hog on YouTube, right?
Yep.
And SR Prod has been kind enough to pony up a bunch of these beers for you, give you a little gift pack. If you can identify when the SR Prod logo pops up on the screen, don't know when or where. I have no idea.
It was right there. Is it right there?
No. You missed it.
Oh. No, that was my hair.
Shoot.
But identify the time that it comes up. Text it into 2570324. It's that easy. 2570324. The first person that texts the correct time wins beer.
There you go.
The gift of free beer.
How do you beat that?
Right? And you're like, okay, well, there's not a lot of time left in dry January. Okay, no problem. Drink them faster.
That's right.
You got two hands.
They're non-alcoholic.
Get a big cup. Well, until next week, Josh. Cheers.
Cheers.